Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to fill in the blank. I would give anything for blank. What would you give anything for? Now, I don't know what you're thinking in your head right now, but chances are you've just identified your own false god. Keeping this in mind, we look at our epistle text from this morning. Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Paul has suffered loss. He lost his place as a Jewish leader. He has lost his freedom during his imprisonment. He has lost everything he once knew in his former life, that is, before becoming a Christian. But despite all of Paul's loss, he considers it rubbish. Maybe you prefer the King James. For the King James doesn't use the word rubbish, but dung. He considers it all as refuse. Everything of this life is considered nothing because he has Jesus. He knows his Savior. And that has way more worth to Paul than anything this world might have to offer. Now, we should be certain that Paul is not suggesting that the Christian should go out and seek to lose everything. We should not desire loss for ourselves, for God has entrusted us with caring for the multitude of things he has entrusted us with. We're supposed to care for the earth. We're supposed to care for our money. We're supposed to care for our possessions. We're supposed to care for our family and friends. Those are all great gifts from God. But Paul's words still stick out. He considers the things of this life as nothing. Rubbish compared to Jesus. How are Christians doing in the 21st century? Are they like Paul? Do they consider the things of this world nothing in comparison to Jesus? How are you doing in your own life? What would you give up to attain Jesus? If everything was on the line, it's either your faith in Jesus Christ or everything else. What would it be? What if it was your most precious possession? And so again, I'll have you fill in the blank. I would give up blank to gain Jesus. Would you give up your youth to gain Jesus? There are plenty of folks who think they'll have time for Christianity later in life. They want to sow their wild oats, so to speak. They're young and they'll worry about Jesus later. Would you give up your money to gain Jesus? For there are plenty who would rather make their careers or their money a priority over and above their faith. They tell themselves, well, I'll find Jesus later in life, once I'm financially secure or once I retire. Would you be willing to give up your family for Jesus? Families are either torn apart by or united in the truth of God's word. Would you confess the truth of what you believe before your family? Even if that meant that the relationship might become estranged, that it might put a wedge between those you love and yourself. Maybe even more difficult, would you be willing to give up your friends to gain Jesus? Speaking the truth to your friends is much more difficult than we'd like to admit. It's much easier to be buddy-buddy with people. When you hear about a specific sin, you'd rather help your friends justify it than to tell them what a sin actually is. And when they confess that they have done something evil, instead of rejoicing with them, to call them out and tell them that what they've done is wrong. You can be certain it'd be the unpopular thing to do, but it would be faithful according to God's word. Or maybe you've been holding back. Maybe you haven't told your friends about the hope you have in Jesus Christ. Maybe your friends are unaware that you are a Christian, a follower of Jesus, because you are more concerned with avoiding the label of Christian. Now, again, as I said before, the Lord does not want you to give up things unnecessarily. We shouldn't seek to have an argument with family or friends. We shouldn't disregard our God-given earthly vocations, that is, our earthly jobs, through which the Lord provides us with income. And we shouldn't disdain the years that God has given us on this earth, whether they're years spent in our youth or our elder years. For each year, each day even, is a gift from the Lord. But the question remains, would you be willing to sacrifice anything for Jesus? Would you consider it all as loss? Would you count it all as rubbish in comparison to your faith in Him? Are you willing to confess that you have no righteousness, innocence, purity, or holiness on your own? And that without the righteousness, innocence, and purity of Jesus, you're lost forever? Are you ready to make that confession? Because the truth is that, like Paul, you need to count everything as rubbish. Now, Paul's very honest with himself, and Paul's very honest with you. He even tells us that he does not do this perfectly, which means neither will you and neither will I. We are not perfect. We will never be perfect on this side of heaven. However, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. It doesn't mean that we don't keep our eyes on the prize that is eternal life, that is the resurrection from the dead. Because Paul continues as he shares these words, "I count all as rubbish, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead." Now, this all leads us to a much better question. What would God give up for you? And so again, fill in the blank. God would give up blank to gain you. What would God put in that blank for himself? He's given up his son, Jesus. We know this. God sent Jesus into our sin-filled world. Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, born into a barn. Why? That he might fulfill the law for us. That in the midst of our imperfection, Jesus is perfect. And he lives a perfect life for you. What would God give up? Well, he's given up his son. For God sent him not only to live a perfect life, but to die on a cross. God gave his very blood. He poured it out for you that you might be forgiven. He gave his dignity. He gave his life. God gave his son into death so that you could have life eternally. God has given up his perfection even. For Jesus suffered and died on that cross. He gives his perfection to you. And instead, he takes on all of your sins, that you might hear that declared that you are forgiven. Even this very morning, all of your sins are taken away. All of your sins where you would not give up everything for God, that sin is forgiven. He's done it all for you. And so, allow me to fill in the blank for you. God would give up everything and anything to gain you. There is absolutely no limit to God's sacrifice for you. No limit to God's faithfulness toward you. Because God's done it all. He gave it up. He gave up everything so that in the midst of our world where pain and suffering and death are sure and certain realities, where things we hold dear to us are sometimes taken away, where life has a way of changing for the worse, you have a promise of resurrection. You have a promise of life. You have a promise that we experience, that even when we're experiencing suffering and death, just as Jesus did on the cross, there is a resurrection on the other side. There is a life after death. There is healing after pain. There is gain after loss. And so this morning, count it all as rubbish. Everything of this life will pass away. It's rubbish in comparison to the death and resurrection of Jesus. It's all rubbish in comparison to the forgiveness that he wins for you by a cross and empty tomb. All of it is rubbish compared to the resurrection of your own flesh. On the last day when you will rise again and see Jesus with your own eyes. When he will abolish sin and death forever. And so let's not be so nearsighted. Keep your eyes fixed on the eternal future beyond this life. Forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For the Lord has promised that the eternal heavenly future of the resurrection of all flesh is worth so much more than the temporal things of this world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.